important statements of this Upanishad. It simply says, we should be engaged in doing works here on this earth, and continue to be doing so even for 100 years. And it adds one short sentence, works do not bind you. Works do not cause bondage. Works can be done in the state of freedom. So I shall repeat this particular statement because it is so important. It says, if you open the book or your text, it says, doing verily works in this world, one should wish to live 100 years. Thus it is in thee, and not otherwise than this. Action cleaves not to a man. This is the literal translation of the beautiful verse in Sanskrit, Kurvan eva iha karmani jijivishet shatam samaha evam tvai na anyatha itaha asti na karmak lipyate nare. This is in Sanskrit. It's beautiful rhythm. If you know Sanskrit, it's one of the best poetic expressions in Indian literature. By doing works verily in this world, one should wish to live 100 years. Thus it is in thee and not otherwise. Not otherwise than this. Action cleaves not to a man. What is the need of this particular injunction? You saw yesterday that the message of the Ishopanishad is that there should be enjoyment. But the true enjoyment comes only by renunciation. Because normally we try to enjoy this thing or that thing. But the true enjoyment comes only when you possess all, not this or that. If you possess only this or that, it is temporary, transitory, and the traces of this pleasure are always in pain. Therefore, if you really want enjoyment, you should possess all. And for possession of all, you should renounce this, that, everything. By renunciation, you can possess all. And by possession of all, you enjoy all. And all is nothing but that which is ruled by the Supreme. So, the Supreme, all and yourself. There are three terms. Supreme, all, yourself. All this is nothing but motion. But motion which creates structures, structures which are dwelling places, and dwelling places are for habitation, but habitation by the Lord. You somehow find yourself in this flux. You do not know who you are, how you are related to all the things around, how you are related to the Lord. Each one of us is therefore a kind of a stranger, looking hither and thither. And in this movement we are grasping at things, trying to enjoy, and finding that everything slips away from your hands like water. This is where we are. What we are, we do not know. How we are related to things and to the Lord, we do not know. How rightly to possess everything, how rightly to enjoy everything, we do not know. Therefore, Isha Upanishad is addressed to each one of us, basically. It says to each one, you discover yourself. In fact, we shall speak on this subject as to what you are, what I am, what each individual is. This is our supreme subject of inquiry. What am I? And what is all this around? And how to deal with all that is around. This is the supreme question of human life. Why Isha Upanishad is so important? It is because it deals with the supreme subject, the subject of the greatest interest to each one of us. So that if you do not know the answer to these questions which are raised here, you will constantly be in a whirl, moving about in a flux without stability and without any satisfaction.